At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Case study. Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada Analysis for Ishida Ascendant in First House, Aquarius and Shatabisha Nakshatra, Second Pada Navamsha Capricorn, First House. Natal Chart Expression, Outer Personality, Aquarius and Shatabisha Second Pada. Ishida's Ascendant is in Aquarius, a fixed air sign ruled by Saturn and co-ruled by Rahu, establishing her as someone drawn to innovation, idealism, and independent thought. Aquarius risings often carry an aura of aloof intelligence, being deeply connected to humanitarian causes, yet emotionally self-contained. The Shatabisha Nakshatra, ruled by Varuna and associated with themes of secrecy, healing, and truth disclosure, gives her a subtle mystique. This is not the loud revolutionary. Ishida embodies the lone healer archetype, often guiding others by observing rather than interfering. She's likely drawn to unseen systems, be it cosmic, medical, psychological, or technological, and finds comfort in solitude or retreat. The second pada of Shatabisha falls in Taurus Navamsha, which gives her ascendant a Venusian undercurrent in the natal context. This refines her Aquarian edge with a taste for beauty, values, and personal stability, tempering the cool detachment with quiet sensuality or an appreciation for harmony and disorder. There may also be an underlying conflict between earthly comfort and the Aquarian pursuit of mental freedom. Navamsha Expression, Capricorn, First House. The movement of her ascendant to Capricorn in the Navamsha signals a foundational karmic emphasis on structure, endurance, and long-term mastery. Ishita's soul trajectory points toward grounding her vision through hard work, often learning responsibility, emotional discipline, and mature timing through direct life experience. In contrast to the experimental Aquarius in the natal chart, the Capricorn Navamsha first house makes her internally more stoic, calculated, and legacy-driven. There's a seriousness beneath her quirky persona, a core that seeks power through quiet control, personal integrity, and mastering societal systems. This shift from air to earth, from Rahu Saturn to Saturn alone, highlights a key evolutionary theme, transforming detached idealism into grounded leadership, learning to take emotional responsibility for one's vision and not hide behind abstraction. Summary. Ishita's journey is that of the mystic scientist, someone who wears a mask of independence, intellect, and innovation, but internally is driven by a need for authority, structure, and transformation of society through personal integrity. She may appear unconventional or rebellious, yet karmically, she is learning to stabilize, commit, and lead from behind the scenes. Her presence heals not through noise, but through the precise clarity of aligned solitude. Ideal domains of expression, system psychology, bioinformatics or healing sciences, technology for social reform, environmental or ethical entrepreneurship, astrology or karmic mentoring grounded in real-world practice. Her evolution lies in earning the right to hold power by first learning how to hold herself. Venus in Aquarius, Dhanishta Nakshatra, 3rd Pada, Navamsha Libra, 10th House placement context. Venus in 1st House, Aquarius, Nakshatra, Dhanishta, 3rd Pada, Navamsha sign, Libra, Navamsha house, 10th House. Natal layer, Venus in Aquarius in Dhanishta, 3rd Pada. Venus in Aquarius gives an unconventional aesthetic, idealism in relationships, and a strong inclination toward fairness and group dynamics. But in Dhanishta Nakshatra, Venus is placed in one of the most rhythmically powerful and materially driven stars, ruled by Mars, yet hosting the planet of harmony. This results in a paradoxical fusion, action-oriented sensuality, musical precision, and a strong inner beat to define one's own rules of intimacy and worth. The third pada of Dhanishta falls in Libra Navamsha, which creates a rare kind of elegance through balance. This pada is where the Venusian traits get emphasized, yet not in a romantic sense alone, but in how one brings cohesion to contrasting elements. The native can oscillate between rebellion and reconciliation, valuing truth only when it can be expressed gracefully and with aesthetic depth. Emotional dynamics of this nakshatra-pada combination. Dhanishta natives are often externally social but internally selective, especially true with Venus here, creating a duality between openness and emotional reservation. In the third pada, the drive to harmonize Libra overrides the tendency of Dhanishta to be aloof or self-contained. This can make the native seek peace and symmetry, even in chaotic emotional settings. The emotional rhythm is measured, poetic, and strategic, romantic but not impulsive. This is someone who curates connection, not just falls into it. Navamsha expression. Libra, 10th house. The movement into Libra in the Navamsha intensifies Venus's core agenda of refinement, diplomacy, and aesthetics. But being in the 10th house, it carries an imperative to elevate these values into public expression. Unlike a private Venus placement, this native must master the art of graceful assertion. Their karmic journey requires them to balance influence with integrity and to become an agent of justice, art, or emotional literacy in visible spaces. Karmic themes emerging from Dhanishta third pada to Libra Navamsha. The natal drive for social connection, Aquarius, refines into value-based leadership. There's a demand to shift from idealistic attraction, Venus in Aquarius, to disciplined beauty and relational strategy, Libra 10th. Partnerships, especially those in work or public spaces, become mirrors of one's evolving balance between identity and collaboration. House summary. Venus in Dhanishta third pada in Aquarius is the curator of rhythmic justice, someone who moves to the beat of internal truth, yet seeks to express it in ways that reveal poise and balance. The Libra Navamsha reinforces this by gifting the native with an instinct for elegant resolution, but in the 10th house, it demands external embodiment, not just inner harmony. This placement is not about romantic idealism alone, but about turning one's inner value system into relational wisdom and cultural expression. Aesthetic without being escapist, moral without being rigid, and rhythmic without being reactive. This Venus harmonizes timelines of self, society, and soul. Sun in Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, second pada, Pisces, second house, Navamsha Virgo, ninth house, natal placement overview. The Sun in Pisces in the second house emphasizes a soulful voice, spiritualized value system, and a mystical orientation toward material needs. The second house relates to speech, wealth, family, and stored karma. With the Sun here, there is a need to express dignity through values and self-worth. Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra brings a deep sense of responsibility, endurance, and sacrifice, pointing to quiet inner strength and the capacity to support others behind the scenes. The second pada of Uttara Bhadrapada falls in Virgo Navamsha, placing the Sun into the ninth house of Navamsha, highlighting duty, wisdom, and service through fatherly, guiding principles. Sun in Uttara Bhadrapada, second pada. Core themes. Quiet integrity. The person often radiates a calm dignity, leading not by volume, but by moral and spiritual steadiness. Inner wealth. Material resources are secondary to deeper values like humility, service, and wisdom. Familial duty and emotional endurance. There's a karmic tie to sustaining or healing family lineage through sacrifice. Navamsha reflection, Virgo, ninth house. Discipline dharma. The soul is evolving through selfless, detail-oriented application of ethical and spiritual knowledge. Healing via service. There may be a destiny linked to medicine, teaching, or supporting systems that benefit others through precision and order. Father wounds or role reversal. Either the father's influence was controlling or absent, leading the native to become a more responsible guide for others. Priority for evolution, from passive endurance to active guidance. Move from silent suffering to embracing a visible leadership role that heals and educates. From self-effacement to self-honoring, learn to value personal needs and expression equally with service to others. From emotional stoicism to ethical clarity, channel inner restraint into dharmic conviction and fearless truth-speaking. Mercury in Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, third pada, Pisces, second house, Navamsha Libra, 10th house, natal placement overview. Mercury in the second house in Pisces highlights poetic speech, imaginative thinking, and a fluid grasp of language and values. This Mercury is not direct or linear. It processes information through symbols, emotion, and intuition. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Mercury is infused with a mystical seriousness. The third pada, falling in Libra Navamsha, shifts Mercury to the 10th house of Navamsha, connecting communication with one's public role, authority, or mission. Mercury in Uttara Bhadrapada, third pada, core themes, mystical communication. There is a draw to metaphysics, esoteric teachings, or compassionate counseling through speech. Financial fluidity. Earnings may come through creative, spiritual, or service-based vocations, but require consistent grounding. Legacy through voice. There's a desire to leave behind wise or artistic contributions that endure beyond the self. Navamsha reflection. Libra, 10th house. Harmonizing public presence. The soul learns to balance charm, fairness, and diplomacy in how it builds social or career standing. Artistic or aesthetic professionalism. A calling to beauty, justice, or expressive arts may be tied to one's karmic role. Mental equilibrium as dharma. The challenge is to cultivate rational grace amidst inner chaos or emotional overwhelm. Priority for evolution. From emotional speech to thoughtful dialogue. Learn to slow down, structure, and refine expressions for public clarity. From quiet creativity to social impact. Channel poetic or psychic insights into structured, shareable forms. From mental diffusion to strategic communication. Ground inspiration in real-world frameworks that allow legacy to take form. Combined insights, Sun and Mercury in Pisces in the second house reflect a spiritually charged voice, one rooted in feeling, moral conscience, and deep psychological insight. With both in Uttara Bhadrapada, there is a shared thread of karmic burden, endurance, and compassionate service. Yet while the Sun seeks inner alignment through ethical clarity, 9th house Virgo, Mercury seeks aesthetic and diplomatic balance in public communication, 10th house Libra. Together, they form a channel for healing speech and artistic service that bridges inner vision with outer responsibility. Saturn in Mrigashira Nakshatra, 2nd Pada, Taurus, 4th house, Navamsha Virgo, 9th house. Natal placement overview. Saturn in the 4th house in Taurus signifies a karmic load linked to emotional security, maternal bonds, and the home environment. In Taurus, Saturn seeks comfort, stability, and long-term growth, but through slow, deliberate effort. Mrigashira, a nakshatra of curiosity and pursuit, adds a subtle inner restlessness. The second pada aligns with Virgo Navamsha, and here Saturn lands in the 9th house of the D9, suggesting that emotional detachment and rigid home environments are ultimately channeled toward intellectual, ethical, or spiritual refinement. Saturn in Mrigashira, second pada, core themes, emotional regulation through routine. The person may find emotional safety through predictable rhythms, minimalism, and controlled environments. Seeking comfort, but guarded. Mrigashira's curiosity is muted here. There's desire for beauty or security, yet fear of emotional exposure. Inherited duties. Saturn in the fourth often brings ancestral burdens, especially related to family land, caregiving, or mother-child dynamics. Navamsha reflection. Virgo, 9th house. Structured belief system. The soul seeks meaning through rational philosophy, order, and systems, possibly drawn to legal, educational, or medical ethics. Duty as dharma. The individual may be deeply conscientious, but needs to differentiate between obligation and true inner calling. Inner teacher archetype. Wisdom is earned through patient discipline, particularly when confronting emotional discomfort. Priority for evolution. From emotional constriction to moral clarity. Learn to honor inner vulnerability while also developing clear boundaries. From stagnant safety to higher calling, home is not the end goal. It's the foundation for a greater intellectual or spiritual path. From family karma to self-guided authority, the native must mature beyond inherited patterns to author their own ethical worldview. Rahu in Kritika Nakshatra, 4th Pada, Taurus, 4th house of Pisces, 3rd house. Natal placement overview. Rahu in the 4th house in Taurus amplifies a hunger for emotional security, comfort, and validation through the material realm. Kritika Nakshatra, ruled by the Sun, is a fiery and severing energy, demanding clarity, purification, and independence. The 4th pada falls in Pisces Navamsha, shifting Rahu into the 3rd house of the D9 chart, linking the karmic urge for comfort to communication, courage, and self-expression. Rahu and Kritika, Fourth Pada, Core Themes, Inner Disruption for Outer Peace. Despite a desire for harmony, this Rahu can burn through comfort zones in pursuit of a more authentic emotional life. Overcompensation through achievement. The native may attach identity to the success or status of their home, possessions, or maternal relationship. Cleansing the heart. Emotional purification becomes a long-term spiritual task, especially after betrayal or loss. Navamsha Reflection, Pisces, Third House. Mystical expression. The soul experiments with intuitive language, storytelling, or performance as a way to process hidden feelings. Conflicted communication. Words may oscillate between profound empathy and subtle manipulation when insecurity arises. Learning through siblings or peers. Encounters with siblings, peers, or neighbors hold karmic lessons around empathy, boundaries, and expression. Priority for evolution. From comfort addiction to emotional liberation, learn to release attachments to safety as a substitute for growth. From over-control to intuitive flow, let go of the need to curate emotional environments and instead practice surrender and trust. From emotional hunger to expressive clarity, use voice, writing, or movement as tools to transform inner chaos into meaningful connection. Combined insight. Both Saturn and Rahu in the fourth house in Taurus reflect a powerful need for emotional grounding, but for opposite reasons. Saturn wants control, containment, and routine, while Rahu wants depth, indulgence, and disruption. The result is a soul torn between avoiding emotional risks and craving emotional intensity. The Navamsha placements, Saturn in Virgo 9th and Rahu in Pisces 3rd, create a karmic loop between rational thought and intuitive expression, between restraint and emotional surrender. The path forward requires blending duty with imagination, control with compassion, and structure with spiritual fluidity. Jupiter in Pushya Nakshatra, 4th Pada Cancer, 6th House, Navamsha Pisces, 3rd House. Natal placement overview. Jupiter in the 6th house in Cancer brings a natural desire to serve, nurture, and protect, but through structured effort and compassionate labor. As the planet of wisdom and growth, Jupiter is exalted in Cancer, which enhances nurturing qualities, empathy, and the impulse to uplift others. In the 6th house, these energies are tested by conflict, obligation, and health routines. Pushya, ruled by Saturn, symbolizes nourishment with discipline. The 4th Pada in Pisces Navamsha places Jupiter in the 3rd house in the D9, linking higher wisdom to communication, skill building, and courage. Jupiter in Pushya 4th Pada, core themes, sacred service. The person may serve others not out of duty, but from a sense of emotional or spiritual responsibility, often in caregiving, teaching, or healing roles. Structured compassion. Pushya's Saturnian discipline contains Jupiter's expansive care, resulting in emotional wisdom applied practically. Health as Dharma, a deep karmic interest in emotional physical health integration, often seen in those working with food, wellness, therapy, or spiritual hygiene. Navamsha Reflection, Pisces, 3rd House, intuitive communication. Jupiter's wisdom finds voice through storytelling, counseling, and spiritual dialogue. The native's words often uplift or guide others. Courage through faith. The 3rd house placement here connects willpower with divine trust. The person takes action based on deep inner guidance rather than logic alone. Artistic or poetic expression. This placement supports creative communication forms, writing, music, or performance with a devotional undertone. Priority for evolution. From overgiving to aligned giving. Learning to balance service with self-respect and not enable through compassion. From rigidity to flow, while Pushya seeks structure, Pisces reminds the soul to embrace fluidity and faith in the unknown. From duty to dialogue, developing the voice as a tool of wisdom, not just for preaching, but for co-creating insight with others. Combined insight, Jupiter in Cancer in the 6th, especially in Pushya's 4th Pada, reflects a soul here to master the sacred art of emotional service. This placement grants immense inner strength, but the challenge lies in balancing selfless work with boundaries. The Navamsha in Pisces, 3rd house, elevates the mission towards spiritual communication and soulful courage, making this Jupiter a bridge between practical care and divine insight. Moon in Jyeshtha Nakshatra, 3rd Pada, Scorpio, 10th house, Navamsha Aquarius, 2nd house. Natal placement overview. Moon in the 10th house in Scorpio often indicates an emotionally intense and instinctively strategic individual who places great importance on professional recognition and public image. Giesta, ruled by Mercury, brings intelligence, seniority, and emotional complexity. The third Pada, mapped to Aquarius Navamsha, shows the inner mind aligning with broader humanitarian or visionary themes, while placing the moon in the second house in Navamsha emphasizes values, speech, and family karma. Moon in Jeshta, third Pada, core themes, emotional command. This individual may be highly perceptive and emotionally aware, using this for leadership or control in professional life. Vulnerability with dignity. Jeshta's themes of shame and secrecy manifest in guarding emotional exposure, especially in public roles. Voice of experience. They may carry a mature, almost aged emotional tone and can become advisors, especially after personal setbacks. Navamsha reflection. Aquarius second house, detached expression. The moon in Aquarius. Navamsha makes emotional communication more cerebral. Words may carry clarity but lack warmth. Family karma, there's often emotional detachment or responsibility linked to lineage, tradition, or speaking for a larger group. Unique value system. The native's emotional satisfaction comes through building innovative ideals into family, food, or financial structures. Priority for evolution. From control to surrender. Learning that true emotional power isn't about dominance, but transparency. From silence to expression, allowing one's emotional truth to come forward, even if unconventional or socially disruptive. From isolation to collective wisdom, using personal emotional experience to speak for and support collective healing. Ketu in Anuradha Nakshatra, second Pada, Scorpio, 10th house, Navamsha Virgo, 9th house. Natal placement overview. Ketu in the 10th house in Scorpio suggests a person with past life expertise in control, secrecy, and public reputation. Ketu's presence here dissolves ego-driven ambitions while heightening subconscious mastery. Anuradha, ruled by Saturn, brings themes of loyalty, devotion, and structured transformation. The second Pada takes Ketu into Virgo Navamsha, mapping to the 9th house in the D9, linking Ketu's detachment to philosophical purification and karmic lessons around belief systems and integrity. Ketu and Anuradha, second Pada, core themes. Professional disillusionment. The native may feel disconnected from worldly ambition despite being capable. Devotional focus. Anuradha's loyalty and discipline shape Ketu's withdrawal into devotional, occult, or spiritual causes. Detached leadership. They may lead by example rather than authority, often working behind the scenes or with inner clarity. Navamsha reflection, Virgo, 9th house. Analytical spirituality. Ketu here demands purity in beliefs. No superstition, only what stands to logical scrutiny. Humble wisdom. Life pushes them to serve rather than preach, learning that true dharma involves silent work rather than overt missionizing. Teacher of precision. They may excel as guides, editors, or scholars, especially in spiritual, health, or dharmic fields. Priority for evolution. From external control to internal mastery. The soul is shedding worldly recognition and reclaiming inner spiritual purpose. From belief to discernment, discerning the useful from the dogmatic in their worldview becomes essential. From authority to alignment, leading not by rank, but by quietly embodying values of service and truth. Combined insight. With both Moon and Ketu in the 10th house in Scorpio, this chart holds deep emotional and karmic intensity around public life, authority, and purpose. The moon seeks emotional stability through impact, while Ketu dissolves personal ambition to make space for subtle mastery. The Navamsha axis, Aquarius and Virgo, adds intellectual, service-oriented refinement to both planets. Together, they suggest a dharma of emotional discipline, expressive detachment, and guiding others from a place of quiet integrity rather than overt assertion. Mars in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, second Pada, Sagittarius, 11th house, Navamsha Virgo, 9th house. Natal placement overview. Mars in the 11th house in Sagittarius creates an assertive, vision-driven individual who channels energy towards social change, long-term goals, and the pursuit of ideological victories. The 11th house relates to networks, gains, and fulfillment of desire. In Sagittarius, Mars is fueled by a sense of philosophical conviction or spiritual ambition. Purva Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, adds a quality of persuasive strength, idealism, and inner rejuvenation. The second Pada, falling in Virgo Navamsha, translates to Mars in the ninth house in Navamsha, connecting this fiery pursuit to higher learning, dharma, and structured service. Mars in Purva Ashada, second pada, core themes, purpose-driven assertiveness, this placement charges Mars with ideological heat. The native fights for what they believe is right, often in service of reform or truth. Intellectual conviction. The second pada lends detail-oriented thinking to big ideas. They don't just dream, they build strategy around their vision. Persuasive leader. With Mars in a Venus-ruled nakshatra, charm blends with intensity, making this a natural group influencer or social instigator. Navamsha reflection. Virgo, ninth house. Warrior of precision. In the ninth house of higher knowledge and beliefs, Mars brings a sharp, sometimes critical attitude toward dogma or abstract ideas. Conflict with teachers or authority. They may challenge mentors, religious systems, or societal ideals unless those hold up to detailed scrutiny. Dharma through service. True power emerges when their energy is channeled into organized, actionable forms of service, teaching, or research. Priority for evolution. From righteous zeal to grounded impact, big missions must be backed by steady, clear steps, not just emotion or aggression. From ideological rigidity to analytical depth, embracing flexibility in worldview while retaining clarity in ethics. From lone warrior to devoted guide, rather than isolating through intensity, Mars here learns to empower others by offering structured paths forward. Combined insight Mars in Sagittarius in the 11th house shows an impassioned advocate, one who wants to change systems, uplift communities, and conquer ideological territory. The Virgo Navamsha tones down raw heat with refinement, requiring the native to balance fire with discipline. This is a karmic call toward impactful service, where desire fulfillment is aligned not with ego, but with dharma. Through social efforts, teaching, and reform, they are meant to challenge belief with reason and replace chaos with clarity.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.